Heidi and Frank show. Thank you for joining us if you happen to be joining the show right now. Bill Engvall sitting down with us.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Long Beach Terrace Theater this Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. No, they can just get the tickets from calling Long Beach Terrace Theater.
Yeah, you can get them. Just call that or go on their website. I'm sure they'll show you exactly where to get tickets. It's so funny because people always go, when I do a show, you always get people go, hey, can we get backstage passes? Can we get backstage passes? I go, dude, this ain't Aerosmith.
Yeah, right. Like, what do you think's happening?
Yeah, there's
back
not
there?
An open bar with chicks running around. It's, you know, me and a plate of cube cheese. It's nothing really fancy.
Yeah, the idea of show business is so much greater than actual show business.
Oh, God, totally yeah. True. You're like, yeah. Oh, we're gonna go backstage. You're like, okay. I mean, yeah. It's like when you have family come to town, and my mom, when she first started coming to visit me, I grew up in Indiana, and she go, I want to go to Hollywood Boulevard, and I'm going, you don't. And she goes, no, I do. I go, but you really don't.
And just, they're so disappointed.
I know,
they...
and she's like, oh. And I go, yeah.
Yeah, Mom.
I'm still disappointed, and I've lived here for 16 years.
Well, it's like the first sitcom I ever got, I was so bummed that there weren't like real bedrooms and bathrooms. You know, like you just walk, like you walk through the bathroom and all of a sudden there's craft services and you're like, whoa. So the whole our house was the exteriors when they would shoot on our house was the old Leave It to Beaver house.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh my God, I should live for Leave It to Beaver because
right.
I'm old. And we walk through and there's like people like on computers. I go, Where's Wally's room?
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
Look
up
with Wally's room.
That's so funny. There's just cubicles in there. People actually just go to work.
Yeah, it's like an office. It's like, you know, they just shoot you, walk in the door, and you go, hey, how you doing?
Is everyone dressed in, like, the time period at least?
No, it's like...
Yeah, I would. Yeah. If I worked there, I'd go in there, and my hair would all be slicked back.
Smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
Dude, go to work. Where's the beaver?
Every day. That'd be awesome.
It was so funny, because that's what I love about this business. Like, to this day... No one has told me that Jeff Foxworthy's show was canceled. When I was on his sitcom in the 80s, no one has called us and said, I still have my parking pass and my dressing room key. And I told Foxworthy, I said, we should just keep showing up at the lot. And
right.
They go, it's like that old Saturday Night Live thing when they canceled Star Trek and he wouldn't leave the chair. Where's our script this week? We don't even do that show anymore.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Yes, we do.
No one said we
no
don't.
No one said we don't.
Right.
That does happen. I heard that the new series, or not new series, the series 90210, that's the new version
right.
on CW, found out that their show was ending this season on Twitter. It's like, that's how they get told now.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? They didn't even tell the cast. They just told everyone, oh, it's last season.
So you're on Twitter following the show that you're on, and you're like, oh.
You find out you're fired.
Oh, I'm being killed off.
People
this
are
week.
Tweeting awesome. Me going, so sorry about the show. And you're like, sorry
are
about
you
the
into
show.
Social media?
At hashtag, you're canceled.
Right.
I mean,
you know what?
I try.
I just, you know, I got a Facebook page and stuff, but somebody runs it. And I tried Twitter.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't get it.
You don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't get these people who go, well, I'm going to the potty now.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
I'm eating an enchilada.
Yes, let's just send me
Here's a picture of it.
Yeah. I love that. They take pictures of their food.
I know.
Just eat it.
I said eat it, and then send me a picture of your plate, and let me try to guess what you had.
Yeah.
Hashtag happy plate.
Yeah.
And I've actually been pretty good at this. People are starting to send me those to my Twitter account.
Yeah.
They're empty plates and say, guess what I ate.
Yeah.
So it's or give me the afterwards. Send me a picture of the toilet and I'll try to guess what you ate.
Yeah,
I don't want
exactly,
to see your
something,
food.
No.
Well, I think, too, with what you do for a living, what we do for a living is we're here for 4 hours every morning. I try, if I have anything witty or funny, which rarely happens, but if I do.
It happens here?
I save it for
do
here.
Do you ever tweet?
Well, I try to do it here as opposed to, like,
if you have
something, a funny observation, you're like, oh, maybe I'll save that. I'll put that in my show and I'll think, okay, I'm gonna do that as opposed to wasting it
or maybe,
on Twitter.
You know, a comedian will go on stage to test out material at different times. Maybe you can just test it on Twitter. If it gets retweeted a lot, you add it to the act.
Well, what I don't like about it is the anonymity that, you know, like people will go like, at smiley face, I never found Bill Engvall funny. It's like, well, now they wouldn't walk up to you on the street and say that.
No.
But they can sit in their car and go, oh, he sucks.
Everybody's tough behind a computer.
Oh, yeah.
I always love when people will say something awful about you on Twitter or on Instagram. I mean, awful. And then you go to look at their profile and it's a private profile or they don't have a picture. I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
You're going to bash on me for how I look, but somebody's got egg face. They just got the egg.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not put a profile picture.
Or the one
shut
follower.
Up.
Or their kitty. You know, they got a little...
Yeah,
I'm with you. But it's part of the whole new thing. But it's I kind of miss the old days. I mean, I love the old days when we got along just fine without cell phones. I mean, it was, you know, it's like you say, I'm going to play golf. And I walked out of the house and went, oh, God, I forgot my cell phone. What do I need my cell phone for?
Right, you're not going to.
Right.
I mean, the old days, I remember when we were laughing backstage, when was the last time you had a pager?
Oh,
do
God.
They even still make them anymore?
I don't
maybe
think
if
so.
You're, what, an emergency room surgeon?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he's like,
that be on your phone?
I guess so.
Actually, a phone, I mean, what you carry around is not, the phone is part of the thing you carry. It's not the
phone.
This
is right. Like a computer.
There's so many things on it. The phone is just an app that's on this thing.
Right. Hey, my computer has a phone on it. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's the other thing. Crazy.
My camera has a phone on it.
Right. Yeah, the meet and greet. So they go, can we take a picture of their phone? It's like,
oh,
no, it's just a
and they're the worst. Yeah. And then and then God forbid they hand it to somebody.
That's, oh.
And they're like,
what button do I push
and
here?
You're going, and your lips are quivering. And you're like, okay. And then you're not sure it took. And they're like, I don't. It went to
way beyond uncomfortable.
Yeah, I love that. And when they come up to me and they're at a Bill Engvall show, they're backstage, they get to meet me, and they go, dude, when you do that, you might be a redneck stuff. I just love that.
It's
like, really?
Bill.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, that'd be like me getting to meet Steven Tyler and go, dude, when you do Bye Bye Miss American Pie, it is so awesome. It's like, you know, kind of get your facts in order. Before you show up, because it's just awkward.
Do you just go, yeah, thanks?
I do. Yeah. Well, I know why I did, because Jeff does it.
He gets the same thing on his end.
He'll go, oh, we love that. Here's your sign stuff. And instead of saying, and he told me this. We laugh about it. Somebody came in and said, oh, man, I love that. Here's your sign stuff. And I said, what'd you say? And he goes, I said, thanks, man. I go, all right, you're on. We're doing this now.
Yeah, I slept with her. Wait.
All right, I'm going to tell you a great story. So my wife and I host this charity tournament, a golf tournament in Austin. And 1 year we gave out, here's your sign bag. It says Bill Engvall's charity tournament, you know, what a golf tournament, here's your sign. Well, so I'm going through the airport, and I got a little bag. It's a great little carry bag, and I throw it up on the thing, and it goes through the TSA x-ray thing. And the guy goes, whose bag's this? And I go, it's mine. And he goes, can step over here? And then I go, yeah, fine, whatever. So we go over there, and he unzips the bag. He goes, you know Bill Engvall? I go, yeah. And he goes, what's he like? And I go, ah, he's a jackass. And he goes, oh, man, really? And I said, yeah. I go, he's just rude. And he goes, God, I hate to hear that. And I go, dude, it's me.
You should have gone, oh my God. He's rude, and he's really a jackass, but he has such a large penis.
And he's a drug addict.
Is that a drug addict? Yeah.
Just make stuff up.
And the guy's like, all disappointed because he's a huge
fan. He's actually a double amputee. Yeah. He has no legs.
You'll recognize him.
Oh, God.
But it's
he
fun,
checked himself earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
I love this business, and I love, you know, it's fun to be able to do this, and I do love doing the stand up, and it's going to be a really fun show at the Terrace. A good friend of mine, Gary Brightwell's opening up. Very funny guy from Redondo, and because I try to help out the local.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
The locals.
But it's really, really fun.
Yes, it's Long Beach Terrace Theater this Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. Be sure and get tickets. I know you're on the Twitter, you're on Facebook. Do you want to go ahead and give out that so more people can follow you, see what you're doing? I'm sure
someone's posting your stuff. It's at Bill Engvall.
You don't know. You don't know.
Let me Bill Engvall.
I think it's
you brought it. Thank God you went back for it.
It's at Bill Engvall. Nothing.
A lot of times people already take that, and then you have to sort of.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You want to Bill Engvall.
When I tried to get my website at BillEngvallWeb.com,
somebody
already had it. So we had to contact the guy. And when you would go to BillEngvall.com, this like super religious website would come up, like, you know, Jesus is great.
Yeah.
God loves everybody. And I call the guy, I go, hey, it's Bill Engvall. I'd like to get my name back.
Right.
And he goes, sure, for $400. I go, Jesus helps. That's awesome.
God is great. God loves everybody.
Yeah, So how do you check it out? How do you check it?
You're so cute.
And by the way, if you're going to tweet me, I don't care that you lost 25 pounds. I don't need to know that someone is posting bad videos of me on there. It's all these spam things. But
You got to report that stuff, Bill.
It's at Bill Engvall.
There you go.
There you go. So you can follow me or like me.
And
or
he will never tweet
about
his food.
Come back anytime, man.
Yeah.
Guys,
seriously.
Thank you. I would love to. And if you guys get a chance, come out and see the show, because I'd love to see you out there. And thank you. It's always a fun.
Does your wife ever come?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or she's not like, oh, I've heard he doesn't. His acting in the kitchen, I don't need to.
She does, but she sits in the back. You know, she'll stay in the back green rooms because, you know, it's just weird, especially with people on the show and they know her. And so if I do a joke about her, they're like looking at her, and it's just like, okay, awkward.
Yeah.
Spotlight.
Yeah.
You're like, that's her right there. No, don't spotlight her.
Can we get the light on her right there? Yeah. Hey, baby.
Yeah, go see Bill Engvall, Long Beach Terrace Theater, this Saturday, March 23rd, 8 p.m. Thanks so much for
coming.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you, Bill. Really been a treat.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.